Last night, state lawmakers approved a bill to stop eviction proceedings for 30 days, giving tenants and landlords the chance to settle their disputes out of court. State Supreme Court Justice Jim Hardesty told legislators that Senate Bill 1 would also give renters extra time to apply for government assistance so they can keep a roof over their head. But does Senate Bill 1 do it enough? And the state-ordered stop to evictions coming to an end September 1st, what kind of help is out there for people who haven't worked and don't have the money to pay back rent? Christopher Stork is a lawyer with the Legal Aid Center of Southern Nevada. He joins us via Skype. Christopher, welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Joe.
So, Christopher, the Legal Aid Center works with people fighting evictions. Do you think this bill does enough to protect them?
Well, there's a lot going on in terms of how the evictions are going to be moving forward with the eviction moratorium and the phasing out of that moratorium. The bill that was passed, SB 1, in the special legislative session will allow the Supreme Court, District Court, or Justice Court to establish by rule an expedited program for alternative dispute resolutions and allow the staying of a eviction matter for up to 30 days in order to facilitate a program of alternative dispute resolution. So effectively, that's going to allow the tenant to be, at the very least, be able to negotiate with the landlord and to be able to come to some sort of agreement. Even if they may not come to an agreement with regards to the payment of rent, there may be an amicable solution that may arise from the alternative dispute program to facilitate an agreement between landlord and tenant.
Yeah, on this program, we've had people come in and estimate that the number of evictions could grow and come pretty immediately at anywhere between 100,000 and 250,000 as of September 1st. I wonder what it looks like out there for you. Are you seeing a surge in eviction cases?
Well, with the change in the eviction moratorium on August 1st, you have a change where landlords can now issue your normal three-day nuisance notices and five-day lease violations. So I have been seeing a slight increase of landlords filing for that particular notice. So to answer your question, yes, I have seen a bit of an increase. Now, with regards to whether or not it is appropriate to be able to evict a tenant under that notice is going to take a bit of investigation to determine whether or not it is a valid type of notice or a valid reason for the landlord moving forward on an eviction and not under the guise of non-payment of rent.
Now, you're strictly dealing this as a lawyer, dealing with people who are dealing with potential evictions. But I wonder, of the people you deal with, if they're not able to work out some kind of resolution with a landlord, I wonder if the type of people you're dealing with and their financial situation means they might end up as homeless.
Well, I mean, these are really difficult times with the pandemic going on and the coronavirus, people losing jobs. You have individuals, claimants who are still waiting on unemployment benefits. And that really creates a problem because you have a lot of tenants who have been current on their rent for so long throughout their renting history that unfortunately due to this pandemic lost their jobs or simply unable to pay the rent. And they simply do not know what to do. And they're searching for funds to be able to repay their rent. And so they're just caught in a difficult situation right now.
You know, I mentioned that 250,000 person figure. That came from a recent Gwin Center study, an estimate of how many Nevadans could be affected when the eviction moratorium expires September 1st. And State Supreme Court Justice Jim Hardesty told senators during a hearing, if that's even close to accurate, the courts will see some three times the number of evictions they normally see in a year. You're a lawyer. You've been in the court system. What would a surge like that do to the court system here?
Well, it would definitely backlog the docket. But I've seen from particularly Las Vegas Justice Court already in preparation to be able to handle that amount of cases that would be coming into the summary eviction courts and in the justice courts. So they're able to handle that amount of surge.
Justice Hardesty also mentioned this would give renters who are facing eviction maybe more time to apply for financial assistance. And earlier this morning, we talked to Nevada State Treasurer Zach Conine about one way that Nevadans can get help. Treasurer Conine, welcome back to the program.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, glad to have you here. So how does this program work? Will it give people a percentage of what they owe? What's it do?
So the goal here for the program is to take a first shot at starting to catch up from the beginnings of the pandemic. So the program is really focused on rent that has become due and hasn't been paid since March, and people all over the state can apply to get that rent paid back. Now, we know that the total amount of need in the state is likely greater than the $30 million that the state has contributed and the $20 million that Clark County has contributed, but we think it'll take a real big and important first step in keeping people in their homes.
And this is paying the landlords, not the renters?
That's right. So from an expediency standpoint, and just to make sure that the money is going where we're intending it to go, when a tenant will apply, goes through the process, when they get approved, the money goes to their landlord.
Can a landlord apply for back rent?
No, it needs to be tenants because we're looking at eligibility, but the landlord can certainly help the tenant apply. There's resources on the main landing website, which is housing.nv.gov, where the landlord can get some information to share with the tenant. We do think that during this process, especially during the pandemic, there's nothing more important than the communication between the landlord and the tenant. We said the same thing on the homeowner side between the homeowner and the mortgage company or bank. We think that communication is really, really important. We encourage anybody who's having any sort of trouble paying their housing obligations to make sure they reach out to the person they're paying. We're finding that most Nevadans are being humans about this and are willing to work together to find a solution.
Well, that's great. So who qualifies for this? What do I have to prove if I wanted this?
Absolutely. So we have a number of eligibility criteria, which, again, are listed in full at housing.nv.gov. But in short, they have to be a tenant in Nevada with a current active lease in which back rent is owed. They must be able to demonstrate financial hardship due to COVID-19, which could be loss of employment, reduction in work hours, reduction in wages. They must have a gross annual household income that is at or below 120% of the area median income. And so what that means is that in a place like Clark County, for instance, you've got to be making, if you live by yourself, less than $63,000 a year. If you have four people in the house, less than $90,000 a year. Must not be receiving federal voucher housing assistance or any other program with the federal government that could be conflicted out by this program, since these are federal dollars. And the household has to have liquid resources of less than $3,000, which means you got to have less than $3,000 cash in the bank. The goal here is for this to go to the individuals who need it the most, who have tapped out other resources.
Well, you've heard about some of the backlog of issues at the unemployment office here and some of the fraudulent payments. I wonder, how quickly are you able to turn over some of these applications and requests?
So we've went with a diversified model, looking at some of the difficulties that have been happening with the unemployment system. We wanted to make sure that we had multiple points of success and avoid a single point of failure. And to that end, we're using more than 15 agencies throughout the state to help us distribute these funds. Our program backstops a program that Clark County led the way with. They've done great work there. They've got 14 different community partners who are helping, and those different community partners have different levels of resources and skills, so they're able to get out money, some faster, some slower, but we're able to move people around as they apply to different providers depending on who has the bandwidth. And then up north in Reno, and in Washoe County in total, and in the rural counties, we've got the actual housing authorities. So the Nevada Rural Housing Authority and then the Reno Housing Authority are the ones distributing funds. Funds have already started going out from the program. We received a few more than 8,000 applications as of last Friday. There are many more people behind them in the queue, but funds are going out the door. So we feel good that the program seems to be successful on one of its main goals, which was quickly and efficiently get dollars out.
Do you have an idea on what the average request is?
We don't yet. We're still collecting data. We know that the average rent for a two-bedroom unit in the state of Nevada is about $1,200 a month. And so we're using that as a benchmark to see where the need comes in. But we expect we'll continue getting more data, and of course we'll release it as soon as we have it. We're big fans of data over here in the Treasurer's Office.
Yeah. $1,200 a month, $30 million. Any idea how long that $30 million is going to last? What's an estimate?
Yeah, so we've been looking at the statewide numbers, and we know that pays for many thousands of months of rent. But we don't know how many people we're going to be able to help until we start getting in some averages.
And so people want to apply for this. What's the number to call or the website to go to?
So the easiest thing to do anywhere you are in the state, because I do know that you've got listeners outside of Clark County, is to go to housing.nv.gov. That's housing.nv.gov. You go there and it can direct you to all sorts of different resources, not just for renters, but also for landlords, for homeowners, etc. And then anywhere, if you don't have access to a computer, you can call Nevada's 211 information system and ask and find out more questions. Now, if you're having trouble with that, people can always reach out to our office, which best way to do that is through email. And that email is ask@NevadaTreasurer.gov, ask@NevadaTreasurer.gov. And we can point you in the right direction.
And we will have that on our website. Zach Conine is the Nevada State Treasurer talking about the Nevada program of rental assistance for those out of work from COVID-19. Treasurer Conine, thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you.
And if you're just joining us, we're talking about Senate Bill 1, which pauses evictions so landlords and renters can try to settle out of court. And that was, of course, Treasurer Zach Conine. And we're also here with Christopher Stork from the Legal Aid Center of Southern Nevada. Christopher, the CARES Act funding provides us $30 million to help renters throughout the state. And we talked about this a little bit the last time you were on the show. Are you helping people now to apply for that? And what kind of needs are you seeing out there? Are a lot of people that you know or that are coming to you applying for it?
Yes, every tenant that gives my office a call that I advise regarding their landlord-tenant circumstance, I refer the tenant over to the CHAPS program to be able to receive an application and start applying for those funds to be able to pay their landlord the back payments on their rent. And what we're seeing is there's many individuals who have been unable to make rental payments since the very beginning of this pandemic period. So that creates not only a level of stress upon the tenant, but also upon the landlord. So, you know, it's very important that during these trying times that the landlord and tenant remain in communication. They have a commitment to try and resolve the problems that are ongoing with the default in the rental payment, and to be able to assist them to have both of these individuals come out at the end of the tunnel of this pandemic tunnel, but to be, if not moderately returned whole with the amount of monies that haven't been able to be paid to the landlord.
Is this money, I mean, would you say it's saving these people?
To say it's saving them, yes, it will save them from being homeless. And I think that's really the key with the programs that are being implemented. We're trying to not allow families to be able to be thrown out on the street. And there's a lot of moving parts that are going on in the background. And, you know, it's very important to remain updated with everything that's going on. And for that, you know, tenants and landlords, they can always go onto our website, lacsn.org, and review our COVID-19 toolkit. And it'll have flyers regarding what the ongoing state of evictions are in the state of Nevada, and periodically update with regards to the moratorium on evictions.
And is the amount of money generally that people are asking for, is it about what Zach Conine said, about $1,200 a month, or is it less? What are you seeing?
It really depends where they live. You know, there's some people who live more in affordable housing, and then there's others who live somewhere in between the range of, you know, $1,100 and $1,300. So that would be about average. The $1,200 would be about the average range.
Now, after this is gone, you're still going to be getting swamped with calls, and people are going to be seeking money. I'm talking about when the $30 million runs out. That could be fairly quickly. Is there any place else people can go to get help with their rent, or is it really just a matter of negotiating at that point with the landlord?
Well, there are other organizations that will have money available. The problem is really going to be that while there are funds in place, it's really difficult to be able to disperse it to every single family or every single individual tenant to be able to become current on rent. So if you apply to one organization and you're unable to receive any funds, it's important to keep trying and look for various organizations. And if you've previously applied to an organization that you've had success with, then it would be best to begin your journey there and begin with the organization that you previously used that accepted your application.
I want to ask you this question, Christopher, just because you're so involved in this now and you've learned a lot about how it all works, the processes. If you were in charge of the state, would you do anything differently? What would you do to help renters here?
That's a very difficult question to answer. I mean, right now, what I'm seeing from everybody around the state of Nevada, with Chief Justice Hardesty, the Access to Justice Commission, my coworkers at Legal Aid Center, just everybody is trying to work and try to work at a standard of excellence to be able to help these citizens of Nevada. That is just very amazing to see everyone just making sure that every single citizen is at least provided for, or at least have some sort of procedure in place to be able to protect these citizens and these tenants who are going through trying times. So I don't think I would necessarily do anything different. There's just a lot of moving pieces that are at play right now with this pandemic. And so it's very difficult to point to one individual gear and say that one should be functioning a little bit better when everything is one large working organism.
Christopher Storck is a lawyer with Legal Aid Center of Southern Nevada. Christopher, thank you so much.